This is episode 1750. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for showing up for yourself today as you get ready to meditate. In today's episode, we are midweek in our series on how to manage depression using meditation techniques. And in today's episode, you are going to discover a meditation technique to help you feel grounded. And that's not how you feel when you feel depressed. In fact, you often feel stuck when you feel depressed. You may feel like you don't have many options to pull you out of your depression. And I want to share with you habits that lead you to depression. Now, you may think it's a little bizarre that I'm going to share with you habits that contribute to or keep you feeling depressed. But I always say that the best time to prevent any kind of emergency in your life, and depression is definitely an emergency that you should pay attention to. So when you know the path to depression, you can take yourself off that path because you will be aware of the dangers lurking there. Many times we don't intentionally mean to fall into depression or anxiety or feeling stressed and overwhelmed. Nobody wants these mental conditions. But there are certain things that contribute to or keep people feeling depressed. And you may not realize the dangers of the habits that put you on the path to depression. So I'll share with you a few of those habits in today's episode, and they are so vital to know about that I will continue to share the other habits you should stay away from in the remaining episodes of our series. So, you know, the full daily guided meditations are on the Sip and Om meditation app. And this is for you if you want to go a little more deeply into this topic of depression, managing depression. And you can try the app for 2 weeks free access to over 1,700 guided meditations, including this week's series, for 2 weeks. And there is a journal that goes along with each week's series. That's very valuable that you may want to have for yourself this week. And there is also a slowdown guide that is customized for each week's series, just like the journal. So again, it's the Sip and Om meditation app. It's an app I put together for you if you want to go more deeply into fully guided meditations. So for the habits that contribute to depression, the number one habit is not being physically active. When you feel depressed, you often feel like you don't have any energy and you begin to lose interest in activities that once were pleasurable. Well, it could be a continuation of inactivity that you created as a pattern in your life. And this pattern can lead to depression. If you do some kind of movement every day for even 10 or 15 minutes, you could turn on a YouTube video and move around and dance or do a HIIT sequence, or you could lift some weights, do some body weight exercises. This can greatly benefit your mental health. Or you could walk. Research shows that when you walk for 30 minutes, 3 to 5 times a week, it effectively decreases your depression and it improves long-term outcomes if you're already feeling depressed. And how this activity works with your body and brain is that your feel-good hormones, dopamine and serotonin, are boosted when you move your body. So make sure that you are getting some kind of movement along with your meditation. I always say, move your body every day and meditate every day. Now, another habit that can put you on the path to depression is having poor sleep patterns. And what happens here is that if you go through a cycle of time where you're not really paying attention to your sleep, maybe there's a project that you want to finish and you're working really hard on it. So you think, oh, it's okay if I go without sleep for a few weeks or two, if I interrupt my regular sleep patterns, because I'll get right back to my regular sleep ritual as soon as this project is done. Well, what happens is that you actually can set up a never-ending cycle where your lack of sleep contributes to depression, and then your depression contributes to your lack of sleep. So you get yourself into a dangerous cycle. So make sure that you have excellent sleep habits. It's vital. If you have to think about, okay, I could either stay up and get this work done or clean the house or whatever it may be, spend time with someone or get a good night's sleep, choose the good night's sleep because it's that important to keep you off the path to depression. Now, I'll be sharing more dangerous paths that can lead you to depression in the upcoming episodes. For now, make sure that you're moving your body, you're getting enough sleep, and of course, here you are meditating. So you are taking yourself off this path to depression if you find yourself depressed, or you are making sure you don't go down those paths that can lead to depression. When you have this awareness, it's powerful. So many times we feel, oh, it's okay if I stray a little bit. But when you stray a little bit from good habits for your brain and body, it can wreak havoc in your life. So put yourself on the right path. And as you settle yourself down to meditate today, your technique is to help you feel grounded. Now, this has to do with a chakra. Chakras are energy centers, energy cycles or patterns in your body that have to do with your emotions and your thoughts and memories. And so to feel grounded, right at the base of your tailbone, it's referred to as your coccyx, this is your first chakra. The color is red, this vibrant, grounding color, and the element is earth. So as you're seated in a chair or on a cushion or on the ground, feel yourself rooted or grounded. And as you do so, bring to mind a time in your life when you felt and grounded, when you felt supported. And think about what was the path that put you there. Where were you and who were you with? What habits did you have in your life at that time? What kinds of things did you think on a regular basis? What habits and thoughts and people put you in this place of feeling grounded? Reflect on this as you meditate today, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.